This is a Collider.com audio interview.
President or something. Yes, you, right. Sorry. I'm sorry?
Oh, tell us a little bit about your character.
I play Edwin, who is... I've been singing this song from Schoolhouse Rock, where they go, one of these things is not like the other. And there's one of the best directors of our time. And so bashful. he's great. He's doing a really great job with this. Edwin's very different than everyone else in it, and you're supposed to wonder why was he chosen if all these other similar types were chosen. And there's kind of a twist, and you know, actors live to play twists, you know. So
kind of sounds a little bit like Paul Reiser's character in The Aliens.
Yeah, you know, that's really... I had just seen the longer version, which is like an hour longer of Aliens, just coincidentally when I read the script. And I was a little bit dubious when I read the script, because there have been... I really liked the first Predator, and then the sequels have been, I don't think, as good. And then when I read it, I thought, this is what Aliens was to Alien.
Yeah.
This is to Predator, which Predator never really got its due. It never really got that... sequel. I mean, Nimrod's such a huge fan of the original, and it reminds me of James Cameron in the sense that he had everything that was in the original, but he wanted to go, in a slightly different direction and use everything that was in the first one, but also create all this new stuff, you know, where there was more than one alien, for instance, and it was, and this is the same thing. There's kind of the first one was more mano-a-mano, and this is more kind of a character piece. And yeah, Paul Reiser did such a great job in that movie. And I remember thinking, oh yeah, there is room for that kind of a role.
Right. Were you surprised that they offered it to you? Were you surprised when they...
Not when I read it, because I mean, I don't... You know, it's like that kind of Paul Reiser role. But I was psyched that I got to be in a Robert Rodriguez production, because all my friends have done movies down here. I was like, when do I get to be in that club? You know, with... I mean, it's amazing. He has like his own little Hollywood down here. And I love the product, like Sin City and Desperado. Desperado came out when I was in high school. And I actually saw El Mariachi, because my mom likes foreign cinema. And she didn't know it was such a kick-ass action movie. So we were going to go see some quiet Mexican films. So I remember seeing that even before Desperado. So I thought, I wasn't surprised that it was an awesome script. And I was really pleasantly surprised that they were going to ask me to do it, but I was really happy once I read it and thought, you know, there have been a couple of scripts that are like legend in Hollywood but never got made. One of them is like J.J. Abrams wrote a Superman script. It's supposed to be great. And you kind of wonder why someone doesn't just say, hey, J.J., like, now that you're a director, why don't you make that movie? And I think it was really smart of Fox to say... I don't know if it's gone in the exact direction we want it to go in. And I think Robert wrote this script before he directed Desperado. Why didn't someone, you know... Yeah, I mean, it's great that someone just had the idea to go find him and say, do whatever you want and make that film. Because, you know, he had a passion for it.
But will this be looking like a Robert Rodriguez movie, or what does Nimrod bring to it that's his own special?
It's a great marriage. They're, like, really good together. I think Nim is more of a fan of in-camera stuff, but certainly there's a lot of stuff you just can't do in camera because, you know, we're in a different kind of world. So it's been a really happy marriage, that stuff. Plus, you know, obviously Robert really understands, you know, a filmmaker's vision, but he was part of the vision of the, you know, in writing this. So it's a really, it's not like Hollywood.
Well,
this experience.
All the practicals, I mean, it's very bloody and violent. Do you work with a lot of blood and the disarticulated limbs and all that stuff? And
yes.
Can you talk a little bit about some of those?
I actually don't think I can talk about that last part, but yes, I do. It gets bloody towards the end. But I'm happy because this is a genre I haven't been in as much, but certainly one that I love to watch. So to be in it, sometimes, you know, we watch the shots, and it's the... and also Oleg's the best actor in the film.
No,
that's what he
told us.
Yeah, that's what he told you. Yeah. No, it's a genre I love, and when sometimes we'll be doing it, like we jumped off a waterfall or something in Hawaii, and I thought this is awful. I mean, it was terrible. It hurt. But then you watch the playback and immediately go, oh my God, this is the coolest thing I've ever been in. And it's a real Hollywood movie. Like, you know, I've been in Hollywood movies, but this is like what you dream of when you're younger and you think about being in movies. You're running through the jungle, you're swinging on vines, you know, you're killing aliens. You know, it's like, it's a real wish fulfillment.
How close does your character personally get with the Predators? Are these some of these scratches and stuff from...
I don't know. I don't know what extent to which we can...
They said whatever goes.
Is that really what they said? They said how much contact do I get with the Predator? I probably shouldn't really say. Let's say it is a close encounter.
Is it? Can you say that?
Is
that
of the... Yeah, what is it? Third is... What is third? Yeah, third for sure. It's a deep third encounter, yeah.
Do you get to fight any badass at all in the movie, or are you just running from the Predators the whole time?
Again, you know, my character kind of operates on a lot of different levels, and they're revealed kind of... Everyone has levels that are revealed as they go through the movie. And what's good is it has that kind of urgency of the first one, where it takes place, you know, in this jungle over a short period of time. But it is also, on top of it, a real character piece, so you learn a lot about all the characters in it. And there are lots of kind of ironies, I guess.
How much green screen have you done, if any?
I've done zero.
Zero.
And that's the great thing about how they're shooting this and how they shot the first one. What's great is that, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm obviously not military in the film. And so whatever my reaction would be, I'm probably the closest to the audience. Not you guys are a tough group, but if the audience was thrown into the picture, probably how they would respond to whatever's happening. So it's very little acting on my part in terms of stunts. You know, when I hit the water, when we jumped off that waterfall, like whatever expression I made in real life was probably what Edwin would have done in his place.
We've been told that all the characters in the film have some resemblance to characters from the first film. Some traits or something. Is that
right?
True? What character are you sort of similar to?
Well, when I watched the movie, I really looked at Shane Black, you know, who went on to be a great writer. But he did some cool stuff, and, you know, he's kind of a funny dude at the beginning of that film. So, I guess that's all I can say. I don't know. I hate to... Yeah, I don't want to mess it up for anyone, you know.
There's a lot of the Topher Grace wit that gets to be...
The Topher Grace what?
Your wit and humor gets into the character. You sort of...
I hope so. Yeah, I think it's... he's definitely... A great thing about playing a character that's similar to the audience or similar to you watching the movie is that you get to have whatever reaction you would have to what's going on, which is all pretty much the same thing. I mean, I you know, there's a lot of, like... I mean, just all the information that's given him in the first reel of the film is too much. I mean, it starts with them, you know, kind of parachuting into this planet. So, already he's kind of apoplectic about what's going on. So, yeah, it's been really fun to play in that. You know, not have to go that far and really just say, what would I be doing in this situation?
When do you wrap this thing? How many more weeks do you have?
I think I have about a week and a half.
Are you sort of... How are you with, like, energy when you've been shooting for a while like this? Is it sort of like you're looking forward to the end as, like, a smile, or are you going to be sad to see this character go?
I certainly don't have problems letting go of characters, but I... although I love actors who talk about characters like they're other people or something, you know, like getting inside of his skin or whatever. But I do think I will really miss the group. You know, a lot of... I'm sure you guys hear this all the time. Kind of, we became a family. You know, but, legitimately, I think starting from Adrian, who is just really egoless. So there's no ego with him, and it's kind of like kind of a trickle-down. Actually, probably starting with Robert. There's just no ego. It's all best idea wins, like, let's have fun. It's become a really tight... group, and what's cool is that's kind of what happened. We shot somewhat chronologically, and that's kind of what happened in the film, is that it's these people who don't know each other who have to learn to kind of bond together. Fortunately, none of us died, but
there's still a week and a half to go.
There's still a week and a half to go, right? I know, but I think it's what I will miss is working with this group. You know, Walt Goggins is a really amazing, committed actor. I was a big fan of his on The Shield. Lisi Braga was amazing, like City of God. I mean, these people like really come to play. Adrian, obviously, is an intense, really great actor. So when you play with people that are better than you, your game gets better. It's like, you know, I used to play tennis and I'd play against someone worse than me and I'd lose to them. You know? Like, if you play against someone better than you, it kind of ups your game.
Do you already know what you're doing next?
Yeah, well, I have a movie, Valentine's Day. It comes out in February, so I gotta get out of this in time to...
You're doing some kind of a sci-fi thing, too, aren't you?
And not beyond this, I don't think. This is something I don't know.
I keep hearing about a Venom script they're working on. Has anyone approached you? Is that something you'd be interested in being
again? I don't know. You know, I guess... I don't know. Haven't heard anything about it. No, I don't think so.
Well, how are you into the online thing? Do you read what people are saying? Do you follow any of the sites? Or are you sort of,
You know, I think it's... not really, to answer your question, but I do think it's important. I mean, we want to make the film. I want to make the film for the fan, the part of me that was, you know, sick home from school in the 80s and watching Predator and loving it. And it was great. When I went to Thanksgiving this year, we had a break for that. It was like all the guys in my family were like, "You're doing what? What are you doing?" Oh my god, like, what happens? Where does, you know, they're... you can see in a crowd who, like, jumps out as being the biggest, you know, the biggest fans.
In terms of scale, how does this compare to Spider-Man? Is this just, like, old hat doing a movie, another big movie like this, or is it really different?
No, it's, you know, I would say the thing that's really wonderful about this film is it's all in camera so far. Everything we've done, we've done. So there's a big reliance in Spider-Man on blue screen and, you know, or green screen or whatever, and adding stuff later. And here, it's always easier for actors when it's there, when you have, you know, because it's less acting, like I said. If you're jumping off a waterfall, and you have to indeed jump off a waterfall, there, you know, it's no acting required. Whereas, you know, if you have to kind of pretend what it might look like to jump off a waterfall, it becomes, like, a lot harder. And I think it's harder for the audience to buy it. So I love that Nim and Robert made a real effort to... I mean, my body doesn't like it. I'm, like, bruised everywhere. But I think it'll lend to the realness of the film.
Are you surprised to see where your career's gone? Suddenly, you know, you might not be the actor we'd picture in Predators and Spider-Man 3.
I love doing everything. Like I said, I just did Valentine's Day with Ashton's in that, and it was with Annie Hathaway. And it's endless. If you guys heard of that film, like, there's like an insane amount of people. I'm with Annie and Queen Latifah, and here I'm with, like, you know, Adrian Brody and Lawrence Fishburne, and they couldn't be more opposite, and yet they're all interesting. You know, it's like if you want to get a good meal, you know, you got to get some from this food group, but some from this food group, and you want that kind of... I mean, you hope to have that kind of career where, you know, you can do a little bit of each. Because I certainly love working with Gary Marshall, but there were no jumping off of waterfalls in that film.
Let's talk a little bit about you working with Lawrence Fishburne today.
Yeah, Lawrence is amazing. I mean, I always want to say in these interviews who's really nice and who's not. You know, because you wonder at home, like, what is that guy really like? And I'm sure they're always really nice to you guys, but, like, on the set, it's a different story. That guy is the nicest. I mean, okay, you know, he's like Morpheus. You don't know what to, like, kind of expect when he walks in. And all he's done is talk about... I mean, he blended right in with the group, which is awesome because, you know, he's got so much more experience than us. And he's... Yeah, that's probably not for you guys. But he's been the nicest guy. He tells us all the stories we want to hear about Apocalypse Now and The Matrix and Deep Cover, you know. And he's just... He's hilarious, too. I haven't seen him in that comedy where I know he's as funny as he is. And his character in this is so out there. It's really, really fun to watch. Just sit there and watch him kind of, you know, you tune out that you're in a scene and you're just watching him kind of do his thing. He's really great. Is that good? All right, cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it.